Hi, I'm Syeda Garrett, co-writer of Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror, and you're listening to Rainbow Country with Mr. Mark Tara.
Today on Rainbow Country, my Big Brother Canada Season 12 coverage continues with the most recent evicted house guest.
Alexis, in this moment, you hold all the power. You and you alone will now decide who is heading to jury and who will be in the final three for tomorrow night's season finale.
This is an extremely tough decision, but at this moment, history does take precedence. Todd, I'm so sorry, and I love you so much, but I vote to evict you.
Todd, I'm sorry you've been evicted from the Big Brother Canada house. Please say your goodbyes.
I love you, bro.
I love you so much. I can't wait to see you after.
I love you so much.
Toddinator, Happy Valley, Goose Bay, Labrador.
Three-peat veto. Bye,
Toddy. Todd, hi, how are you?
Final three, guys.
Not bad, yourself?
I am good, Todd. I'm well. Todd, let's talk about that vote. That vote. Lexus voting you out. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, it was surprising. I don't think it's that big of a surprise. Her and Anthony are pretty close since the beginning. I feel like at the end there was two people, well, two duos, me and Bailey and Anthony and Lexus. Well, since the beginning of the game, there was, I think we both stuck with our guns really and who we were there with the longest.
Todd, who would you say you were closest to in the game?
Bailey and Tola.
So you ended up leaving on Bailey's HOH, her head of household. What are your thoughts on leaving on Bailey's HOH?
It was my decision to put myself up there because in the end, it doesn't really matter. It matters who wins the veto. And I was just looking at it in a sense because if I don't win, I want Bailey to win. I would have liked to go to final two or three with her, but at the end of the day, she got a close relationship with Anthony, and where this veto literally didn't matter who was on the block, I wanted her to just not compromise her position with Anthony. So it worked, but didn't work in my favor.
Todd, do you think that there was anything more you could have done to save your game?
No, not really. Just not mess up on that HOH, the HOH comp before and after that Bailey won. So I locked in an answer when I should have kept it on reset. Would have given me those extra couple seconds because as soon as the answer was locked in, I knew it was wrong. And I probably should have known it because it was Donna and Vivek. I probably should have had it right from the beginning because, I did it. I knew it in my mind after it was too late, but it is what it is at this point, and you just got to move on from it.
Okay, so Todd, would you say that you are new to Big Brother, that you know the game Big Brother, or that you are a super fan of Big Brother? Where do you fit in there?
I don't have a clue about... Well, I didn't have a clue about Big Brother. I feel like I got a pretty good grasp on it now, but I think not having a clue about it and coming in and learning as I went was probably in my advantage because I never had anything to overthink. or so, these big moves to formulate, or having the need to make these big moves or anything like that, because I didn't know what a big move even was when I first went in there.
So Todd, let's go back in time. You find out you're going to be on Big Brother Canada 12. Do you have a strategy going into the game?
My strategy was to just meet some people, start an alliance, but that's really not how it went. I know that's pretty vague, but it was kind of just something I Googled. And then when I got in there, my strategy just quickly changed, and I just started asking questions to people that knew what they were doing. I've acted really dumb as well. Like, I'd ask like four dumb questions, then ask a really elaborate one. And then I would get information as well through asking my questions. And it's just something that I never shared with anyone else now to ruin anyone's game. But it's stuff that I definitely stored in my back pocket just for later on down the road. But there was a lot of trial and error as well, that being said.
So, Todd, you were nominated three times for eviction. You ended up winning three Power of Veto competitions. The competitions, what were those competitions like to compete in?
They were good. Like I said, I threw a lot of the competitions in the beginning because, not knowing the game, I feel like I could have been someone who was an easier target, because just I wouldn't really know how to navigate around being on the block in the beginning, because like campaigning, I didn't even know what the hell that was, even come into the game. So I just waited till it was almost too late, because then Spice used the executive veto. I mean, and that's when I opened my eyes and was like, all right, I got to actually start competing here and winning some things and step my game up a little, because that was a little too close to home.
Todd, what would you say was the most challenging part about this whole experience for you?
That's a good question. Just trying to decipher if people are bullshitting or not. But also, a lot of people were actually really easy to read. But it comes to a point when you don't know what's real or what's fake, or it just gets a little weird. But the fact of not being able to be outside and not seeing my friends and family was probably just the hardest part, because being in the house, it's like, I don't know, I adapt easily to situations and the different environments around me. So that being said, it's like, I don't mind being alone or anything like that. I'm at peace with myself being alone. So, yeah, just mostly friends and family, I think.
Todd, here's my last question for you. Best part about being part of Big Brother Canada Season 12?
Oh, what's the best part? Mm-hmm. Oh, geez, my bad. definitely meeting 13 people that'll probably be in my life for as long as I will, probably to the grave. And the overall experience is something on it, well, not particularly Big Brother, but just being on TV has been a bucket list item of mine, and I finally get to scratch it off. So the whole experience was beautiful and amazing, and it just makes you learn a lot about yourself and don't take time for granted, because it's one of the most misunderstood assets of life, and it goes by with a snap of a finger. And so you just gotta see everything in a different perspective from here, I believe.
Todd, well said. Thanks for your time. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. You have a great day.